back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and my guest this time is Connie King, our Lifestyles Director. Connie, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Bob, for having me.
And so we're going to have a new concert schedule this season.
Yes, we've changed it, we revamped it, and we're hoping that it would be something that the homeowners here at Sun City Shadow Hills would enjoy. It's a little bit different than in the past where we had, and we actually called it a concert series. So we kind of revamped it, made some changes, made it more affordable, utilizing some of the tribute bands.
Okay, so there's going to be tribute bands instead of actual name performers than we've had in the past. But those have mixed in.
Correct.
All the bands from 50 years ago are tribute bands anyway, because there aren't anybody that have stayed together all this time. They keep the name, but they're not the same players in any event.
Right, and you're correct with that. Or if you have an original band, you may have one or two people that were part of that band.
Right.
And that was some of the things that we were finding out when we were working and trying to determine which acts would be better, what type of performance, is that we wanted to make sure that we provided quality performance. In the past, some of the named acts, as we say, were not performing like they did 30 years ago, and rightly so.
Of course, of course.
You know, none of us are who we were 30 years ago,
right.
And we understand that, but sometimes the pricing and those kind of things prevented us from scheduling, you know, the type of entertainment that we actually wanted to see.
And really, these things are a celebration of the music.
Yes, exactly.
I saw the Kingston Trio, what they call the Kingston Trio, at the McCallum a couple of years ago, and it was like a nephew and you know, two random guys off the street. But as he said, they're celebrating the music of the Kingston Trio.
Yes, yes.
Not those people,
yes,
per se.
Yes. And what I like to say is I had a team that I worked with. In the July view, we have acknowledged and recognized those individuals that spent time listening to YouTube videos of these particular acts, or actually listening to live performances, to make sure that we had a great mix of diversity of genres that would kind of appeal to everyone in our community.
So who's coming?
So Hot August Nights in August the 9th, we have Dean Cooley, and he is doing a tribute to Neil Diamond. So he's the first in our new concert schedule, and we're excited about it. Like I said, he has performed here and throughout the valley and throughout the Inland Empire and so on and so forth, and we really, really, really strongly feel that we have made some right choices here.
Okay. So then the next up is in October.
Well, we have yes, exactly. We have October. October is not part, it is part of the concert schedule, but it's not a paid event. So this is the event that we have out on the lawn.
So it's free.
Yeah, so that's free.
That's always popular.
That's free. And we wanted to show a balance. We wanted to show a balance that we have some free concerts that's going to be taking place, and then we also have some paid events that are also going to be taking place.
Okay.
And that's going to be a tribute to the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hard Day, Dog's Night, and that's going to be a tribute to the Beatles. And Sunday, December the 1st, we have Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. So, again, that's a tribute.
Great music.
And great music. And, again, all of these tribute bands have been pretty much vested by the team. So we're very confident that our homeowners would not lose too much of the original acts in here. We have the Cash Killer and the King, and that's going to be January 4th. That is going to be Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash, just kind of a walk down memory lane with those individuals, and we're excited about that also. The one that's probably going to be a little bit different than some of the other ones is our Rock and Roll Reunion, because that's more of a variety show, and that is a tribute to... we have a tribute to Ray Charles, Buddy Holly, a couple of others.
Rock and Roll Heaven.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Heaven, but you'll see four acts in one show. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like our bonus act. The one in March with Elton John, the tribute to Elton John. So that will be our last one as part of the concert schedule. And what I tell people, Bob, that are concerned about the format and what we're doing, we try it. If it doesn't work, we can always revisit.
Well, last year they were $40.
Right, exactly.
This time
now
they're
$25.
So, you know, I know that the Rock Yard over at Fantasy Springs does very well when they bring people in. And I personally just saw a Queen tribute band last Sunday, and they sound great, you know? If you're not looking at the stage, they sound, you know, as good as they do on the radio.
And that's one of the things, even before we embarked upon this journey, I went out and I met with the individuals over at the McCullen and also over at Sun City Palm Desert, just to see kind of like what they were providing their residents and guests. And pretty much the majority of them are booking the tribute bands, just for those particular reasons.
Well, the most popular touring bands today are bands that we thought were washed up 20 years ago.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I mean, the Eagles are out there, and that's really a tribute band.
Correct.
You know, and Fleetwood Mac is still killing it.
Yes.
So,
yes.
On we go.
So we're excited about it. We're excited about it. I know that we've gotten several inquiries regarding when the tickets were going on sale. So the tickets went on sale June 15th. And we want to just make sure that you get in. And the one thing that I do want to stress also, people are asking if they can keep the same season seats that they had previous. And what we're saying, if they are available, yes, more than welcome to go ahead and keep your same seats. If by the time you purchase them, then, you know, that they are still
available.
So people
can either buy a season for all of them,
yes,
or
they can
individual?
Buy it individuals. Yes, yes,
okay.
Correct.
And tickets will be on sale now.
Yes, tickets are on sale now.
Okay.
Correct.
So what else you got? What else are we going to be doing?
Well, we have our 4th of July that's coming up, so we're excited about that. We're already sold out in the ballroom, so we have limited seats available in the actual lobby in the clubhouse in Capistrano. So come and get your tickets, you know, if you're planning on doing the 4th of July event. We also have trips that are coming up. We have the Sawdust trip that will be coming up. We're taking a group also to the beach, to Laguna Beach. And so we have a whole host, and I'm going to commission
Mexico,
you to...
Mexico comes up.
Yeah, Mexico. We're doing the Algodones, and that's in September.
And then there's a wine tour.
We have the wine tour, and that's in October. We also have a Monster Mash dance that's going to be taking place in October. And from my understanding, it's the first Halloween type of event. It's going to be our Monster Mash dance. We have our New Year's Eve that's coming up. So we have a whole host. And what I commission people to do is check the website. Make sure you check the View magazine for any other upcoming events that we have not had a chance to talk about here today.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in and bringing us up to date. And I think this is going to be a really exciting season that we have.
Thank you very much.
So in other news, I know Bruce Latta is one of our most popular guests, and he reports that they finally signed the deal with Panera Bread, and Panera will be going in on the corner of 42nd and Jackson, right next to the Dunkin' Donuts, right there on the corner. And there's also going to be a Chipotle coming in that area. So that's all I've got for right now. And so until next time, bye-bye.